It's National Volunteers Week, and all this week we are looking at RNIB, the work that volunteers do, the value they bring to the organisation, and, well, what they can get from being a volunteer at RNIB as well. Now, today I am joined by Simon Antrobus, RNIB's Chief Executive, and we also have Anna Tyler, the Chair of RNIB, and thanks to both of you for joining us. And how important are volunteers to RNIB?
Oh, Alan, they're massively important to us. We can't do the things we want to do without the contribution we get from our volunteers. You know, when we're thinking about the services and support we provide to blind and partially sighted people, volunteers show up in that space. When we think about the need to influence and change people's perceptions, then our volunteers show up in that space as well. And when we're trying to solve some of the biggest challenges for blind and partially sighted people, our volunteers are there as well. So they're critical. There are many and varied volunteers. A good number of them come with lived experience themselves. They're blind and partially sighted. And of course, that adds another dimension to the reasons why it's so important for us to engage and involve and celebrate and recognise the contribution that our volunteers make.
How many volunteers do we have at the moment?
As of April, Alan, we had 2,472 volunteers. And that's incredible. That's a large number of individuals who've given up their time freely to help this organisation move forward and to change lives. It's an incredible number. And pretty much any experience anybody's had in their lives and in the work environment will be able to translate into a volunteering opportunity here at RNIB.
Have you ever volunteered yourself?
I have, Alan. I think volunteering is a really important part of giving back to communities. It's an important part of my life. I feel it's an opportunity to learn new skills and make a contribution. So at this moment in time, my volunteering responsibility is chairing a theatre in Northamptonshire, which is where I grew up. And the reason I like that so much is it's an opportunity to be involved in the arts and the creative world, which I really enjoy, but also to bring some of my experience of chairing organisations and meetings to an organisation that might need some help with moving the organisation forward, its governance, all of those kind of things as well. So it's a really important part of my life. I get so much benefit from that engagement.
Anna, Simon touched a little bit on volunteering and the diversity of people who become volunteers as well. I suppose there's a benefit in both ways there for people, no matter how old they are or how much time they can give.
Oh, you're never too young, Alan. That's the great thing. The Board of Trustees are all volunteers. These are people who are in really sort of high-flying professional roles or who've done really interesting work. It's very difficult, actually, to attract younger people onto the board because people are busy with, you know, raising their families, going out and having a life and so on and so forth. So you're never too young to start volunteering, even in those kind of governance roles. It's just fabulous. And in fact, I was just thinking, Simon was talking there, my first volunteering role was an inglorious Sunday afternoon spent clearing a canal. And needless to say, I was particularly useless at it. You know, you need to have a sharp eye in order to pick up a passing shopping trolley. But when I was, I think I must have been about 18 or 19, my first job was working for Voluntary Service Belfast, which is the moment at which I started living in Northern Ireland for a while and fell in love with being in Northern Ireland, as many of our RNIB Northern Ireland colleagues will know. That really set a tone for so much of the values that I have brought to both my working life, my paid for working life, and I don't separate the two because I've had the most phenomenal opportunities over many, many years to volunteer. And I've been doing it all my adult life and it's just wonderful. So if you're young, it brings you skills, it brings you sociability, it gives you a sense of purpose. It can bring you instant or kind of delayed gratification, depending on what it is you're doing. If you're instantly interested in clearing a canal, that's wonderful. And if you want a bit of delayed gratification and you want to lean into a campaign or long-term creation of something, equally brilliant. I think it's for everyone of all ages. And the other thing is, it's a great Leffler. It's a way in which different age groups and people from different backgrounds, from different cultural experiences, can come together with a shared ambition. And that's brilliant because it gives you exposure to understanding all kinds of different people that you might not come into contact with. So I'm a huge fan of it.
Just go back to a little bit something you mentioned there, Anne, and I can see in myself, actually, I lost my sight and I had to give up work. So I threw myself into volunteering with guide dogs and with RNIB and with hospital radio as well. So I kind of threw myself into it, and I felt that even though I had just lost my sight, you mentioned, you know, a sense of purpose, confidence, socialization, and so on there. That for me was a massive benefit. And again, for people who are blind or partially sighted, perhaps volunteering isn't their first thought of something they could get involved in, but that's not really true, is it?
Absolutely not. And I've also volunteered locally doing all kinds of things near where I live. And there have been a couple of occasions where I've turned up and it's sort of like, well, do you have a car and what's the point of you being here? And very quickly that has been dispelled and people get their heads around it in no time at all. And sometimes you do have to just heave in your breath and go, okay, I may not be what people are expecting by way of a volunteer. They may think that I'm more likely to be volunteered for and supported by a volunteer, but you know, it cuts in all directions. So I might need a bit of volunteer help. For example, going on a car journey where there isn't a bus route, somebody's got to take me there. And sometimes it might not be a family member or it might not be a friend. What if everybody's at work? So I might use a volunteer driving service. And I've no qualms about doing that. And at the same time, I can repay that virtuous spirit by supporting someone filling in their PIP form or something like that, which I've done on several occasions. And I just think it's incredibly rewarding. And I've met lovely people.
Well done for tackling a PIP form. Simon, you've been at RNIB now for a short while, you're the new chief exec, but you go around the UK, you've met lots of volunteers as well, and I suppose the diversity of the volunteers we have, the diversity of roles that they have, what feedback do you get from them?
It's a really good question, Alan. I think when I meet volunteers, the overriding thing that comes back is a real kind of commitment and passion to the cause. It certainly feels to me when I'm speaking to our volunteers who, as I say, do a whole range of activities, that if they're not blind and partially sighted and they've been looking for some activity, they come in thinking they've got a contribution to make, and they've suddenly got hooked into what we're trying to achieve here for blind and partially sighted people, and they are passionate and caring and a force for good. And I think that's brilliant. So that's one thing that really strikes me. And as you've said, Alan, it's a route into rebuilding confidence and an opportunity to learn new skills. You know, there are many people who now work for us who began their journey as a volunteer. So you can see the benefits to engaging as well. And I think that, you know, that's wonderful. And I was over in Belfast, who have been with us for 10 plus years as a volunteer, alongside another individual who had been 2 weeks into their volunteering journey with us. And I think that's remarkable. Firstly, that people want to give their time now, but equally that when they come and give their time, they give it for a long period of time. You know, 10 years plus is just amazing that somebody's given that contribution to RNIB.
All of the trustees, volunteers, we ask a lot of our trustees. Yeah. The most phenomenal group of talented, visually impaired and sighted people, they're all volunteers. They're all absolutely committed to the cause. They carry all the responsibility for this organisation and they work like stink. Yeah, and they get absolutely huge satisfaction out of doing it. We are very, very blessed in this organisation from that more than 2,000 volunteers.
Yeah, definitely.
Right across the piece. And it's just brilliant that so many people want to do it.
How would you encourage people to volunteer for RNIB? What would you say to them?
Meet people who share your values and who share your interests. Develop your skill set. Stay in your comfort zone and do the things that really interest you, if that's your thing, or possibly push yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone and do new things and feel supported as you go through that journey. a small exchange with another human being can be really, really impactful. You don't necessarily know the difference that you're making in that moment, but it can be really significant. Come and have fun. Be social. I think there are many, many reasons for volunteering, not least developing your skills. And as Simon has said, moving into employment might be at RNIB. But remember, we've got a big employment program here, and there's no reason why volunteering can't set you up, or help set you up, be part of that process to move on to the next phase of life. But it is massively rewarding and enriching and good for the soul.
Alan, when I think back to when I was a bit of a troublesome young person growing up in Northamptonshire, and I met a youth worker, and that youth worker encouraged me to volunteer on a youth action project. So it's all about social action. We talk about social action in RNIB. And in all honesty, that volunteering opportunity just changed my life, because it made me realize that there was another world out there that I simply didn't know existed, which is the charity world. And it unlocked some potential in me. And I can essentially, far too many years ago to kind of mention in detail, but essentially I can trace back where I am today as the chief executive of RNIB to that youth worker encouraging me to do some volunteering when I probably was thinking about doing some troublesome stuff and changing my life. And whilst you won't always come to that kind of spectrum, what I think volunteering at its very essence is all about is its reciprocal nature. You can come and contribute something that may well improve people's lives, but equally you will get something back. And that's always the deal with volunteering, I think. And for some, it might be like me, life-changing. For others, it's a meaningful contribution on a day-to-day basis. But volunteering always gives you something back, as well as giving you the opportunity, something to your community.
And if you would like to find out more about volunteering for RNIB, do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk/volunteering, or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And just finally to Anna and to Simon, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
I might have to take the conversation with Simon about his bad behaviour. He's a teenager offline.
I know, I said too much. Thanks, Alan.